Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. Let's talk a little high school football. A neat thing coming up during the 2019 season. The Sherrard Tigers going to represent the recognize the 1974 team, and that was a team during the first year of the IHSA high school playoffs. They advanced to the semifinals of 2A and played a local school, the Alexis Cardinals. Again, in the semifinals, lost in double overtime with a trip to state on the line by a final of 10-9. I've heard a lot of stories. This was before my time in the WRMJ listening area, but this was quite a game, and you want to recognize Scott Munson, this 1974 team in the 2019 season. What about that?
Oh, we absolutely do, and it was quite a game. I don't know, fortunately or unfortunately, it wasn't before my time. I was standing on the sidelines. I was in seventh grade, and I had no particular rooting interest. But I happened to be on the Sherrard side, and it was a heck of a game. But we think it's long overdue. I mean, these guys really represented the school well, and obviously went farther than any other school or any other team at Sherrard has. So we'd love to get them back. And let our current players see what's possible.
And you're going to do this celebration, I believe, week three of the season, which is a Saturday afternoon game against Erie Prophetstown. So we're talking about, 45 years ago this happened. And again, the way the playoff structure was then, just five classes of 16 teams. So you had 80 qualifiers instead of the 256 qualifiers that you have today. So that's another thing, just qualifying for the playoffs back in 1974. You really had to put a season together.
Had to put a season together, and there it was pretty narrow window if you were going to get in. And I've had a blast. I went and pulled out an old yearbook, and to win the conference that year, they had to beat Rockridge, which I think Sherrard and Rockridge were fighting for conference championships and just about everything in the mid-70s. But they beat Rockridge 7-3, and from there, qualified. So yeah, it wasn't an easy route by any means. And then you played on Friday, turned around, played Wednesday and Saturday, and you better strap it up and be ready to go.
Yeah, and the other, I guess, neat storyline of this is Sherrard plays Alexis that year in the semifinals for a trip to state, and I know John Elder was the coach of that Alexis team, and one of the people that was really instrumental in organizing the IHSA playoffs, and that being the first year of the system, I think is a pretty neat backstory to all of this as well.
It is, because, it was – look how many – how rare it is for two local teams to play in the semifinals. There's probably just been a handful of times that deep into it, you've had schools that close play each other. It was an incredible atmosphere, and it's one of those things you kind of long for and look back at it that you hope you can replicate. And there were some other, close regional matches as well. I think the Little Six Conference, and John will probably call and correct me on this, but I think they had three representatives that year, because in round two, Sherrard played Galva and then played Alexis after that. And I think Rova got in also, and I might be wrong with that. I think Rova and Alexis played round one. So it's not something we've seen duplicated, since then. I think they had a three-way tie or something, but and we've talked many times in terms of conference configuration. When we've got those regional matchups and more people attend, it creates that great atmosphere. And it's those conversations, still happen today about people bumping into each other that played in that game and saw that game and were part of that experience.
All right. So we're doing this again week three next year, or next season, I should say, the 2019 season, which is coming up in August 30th is week one. So it's a week three game. And so if you look at these guys, 45 years ago, so they'd be what, lower 60s probably. So right now you're just trying to get the word out and get as many of those guys back as possible on that week three matchup to again recognize and celebrate that 1974 team.
We are, and we're fortunate enough in that Kevin Miller, a huge contributor, tri-captain of that team, is on our staff and still very involved in football here at Chardon. We're grateful for him and all that he does, and so we're using him and his contacts and class lists and class reunion lists and any social media we can to get the word out to players and coaches also. I understand Coach DeSutter, who was the head coach at that time, now lives in Florida, so might be a real outside possibility to get him to come back. And Coach Maynard, who was an assistant, was living in the area, so hopefully we can get word to them. So the more the merrier. We're finalizing ideas yet on terms of get-togethers. We're certainly going to do something here at the school. And I suspect if they get a fair number, they may want to do a few things off-site as well. But we just want to bring them back, let them know we appreciate them. Like I said, I'd love to get them to practice on Friday, maybe involved in some of our pregame activities as well, and just acknowledge what they accomplished, and that kind of once a Tiger, always a Tiger.
All right, great idea. And again, that team will be recognized week three. Saturday game with Erie Prophetstown. Again, 1974 Sherrard team advancing to the 2A semifinals at the time and losing in double overtime in a great area game to Alexis, 10-9. We'll have more coming up on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.